Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. How are you doing today? This week, we're going to talk about emotional renewal and really healing from the inside out. And so I want to talk about just emotional healing as the foundation for your personal growth and success, and then walk through some ways that we can, you know, go over your emotional boundaries, the importance of forgiveness and vulnerability, and then answer some questions about emotional healing. So let's dive in. So I know that a lot of times we talk about our emotions and people think, oh, well, you know, oh, you just cry a lot, or oh, you're emotional, you're animated about everything. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about, okay? It's more addressing that unresolved pain, learning to let go, and stepping into your true potential. And you're probably thinking, well, why? Why do I need to do that? Why is emotional healing critical for my personal growth and success? It's because unhealed wounds can really manifest in self-doubt, fear of failure, or even imposter syndrome. And so when you're trying to go after a goal, like let's say you want to start a business and you're all excited and you've written down all these ideas and you're like, I'm going to go after it full speed. And then all of a sudden, you know, as you're going, maybe you're presenting it to someone and they say no, or they tear it down, or maybe be like, well, what qualifies you to do that? And all the confidence that you had, everything that you were feeling, how you were all excited, immediately goes out the door, because that becomes a trigger for you that you might not even realize what it took you back to, if it was something from your childhood or something someone else said to you before that stuck with you that you didn't even realize was there. But all of a sudden now it comes to the surface and you find yourself upset or crying or freaking out or questioning everything about you and what you're doing. That's because there's some unresolved pain there that you have not dealt with. And this is a sign that you need to deal with it, because now it's affecting your confidence and you get ready to go present to the next person. And now you're worried that, wait, are they going to think the same thing? Am I enough? You know, am I worthy of doing this? Can I actually do it? And that imposter syndrome comes in. We completely forget, you know, that God knows the plans that he has for us. You know, that he's equipped us with everything that we needed before he even placed us in our mother's womb. We forget that we're chosen by him and that we can do anything that he's called us to do. We forget all of his truths and all those scriptures that we know, because all of a sudden someone else has devalued what we're doing, and then we start to question it. And if you hear it enough, you start to believe it, that, okay, maybe I am an imposter. You know, maybe I'm not enough. And so it's important to start really tracking those things to determine, what is this tied to? What's the root cause? Because how you're feeling right now may be the symptom, but you've got to get to the root cause of why you're feeling that way so that you can address that. Just like when you go to the doctor and they're like, well, what are your symptoms? And you're like, oh, well, I have a scratchy throat, you know, and my eyes have been watering. And they're like, okay, have you had any nasal drainage, you know, or any sinus stuff, you know? And then they're like, oh, are your ears hurting? Because they're trying to see, is it an ear infection? You know, so then they're trying to like ask different symptoms so that when they put it all together, they can figure out the root cause or determine which test they need to run so they know how to address it. It's that same thing with your emotions. And so we've got to do a better job of tracking those things so that we're able to move forward in it. And so I will say that one of the things that I help my clients do is to sit down and write out, you know, what are those limiting beliefs or those things that keep you stuck? Because awareness is the first key to being able to address those things. So when you're feeling that unresolved pain, or it's, you know, you're feeling like something's there that I need to let go, but I can't really quite figure it out, or what's keeping me from moving forward, those are the things we want to pinpoint. Like, what's keeping you stuck? Because only then can we determine, okay, this is how you can go forward. And so it's important for you to do that. And so one of the ways that women can really identify the emotional wounds that they may not realize they have is, again, taking that piece of paper and sit down and think about,
What are those recurring negative thoughts that you have? Because that's another place you can get stuck, is in your thought life. How many times have we talked about, shifting your mindset and elevating the level of your perspective? It's important because when you have those recurring negative thoughts, it could be something that happened in your past 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or more, but it keeps affecting you in present day. That's where you understand, okay, there's something emotional tied to that, and I need to address it. So, on that piece of paper, write down what those recurring negative thoughts are, because then you can align it and look at scripture and be like, okay, does this align with scripture, or is it completely opposite of what God is saying about me? And so, if you find that you've got to have difficulty trusting, in relationships, or you're constantly wanting to be, a perfectionist, you feel like everything's got to be perfect, 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 and it keeps you from getting things done because you always want to just redo it for it to be perfect, or you're constantly putting another's needs like ahead of your own. Those are all signs that there are some emotional wounds there that you want to work on. And if you're like, well, I'm not sure, ask others. There are people that you're with, whether it's your coworkers, your friends, your family, ask them for feedback. And talk to them, like ask them what they're seeing, that may be some of those symptoms so that you can write it down and address it. Because sometimes it's hard for us to see the log in our own eye because we're busy looking at the speck in somebody else's. And so another fresh perspective from a trusted person, okay? And I'm not saying just go ask a random person. I mean someone that you trust, that you know is going to try to speak life into you and hold you accountable. Ask someone like that. They can say, well, yeah, I do think you could work on A, B, or C. So that way it's like, okay, you can really start to see the whole picture of what you need to be working on. I know that it is definitely uncomfortable. It is not easy at all. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat it by any means, but it is very important because those are the things that keep you stuck. And if you don't know why you're stuck, you're not able to address it and move forward. And your time is valuable. And I want to help you make the most of it. And one of the ways that you do that is by really uncovering that unresolved pain, and understanding why you're having a difficult time trusting or feeling like everybody else's needs need to be above your own, because you're important too and you matter. And so I want to make sure that you take care of you. And so some of the practical ways that I feel like you could set and maintain healthy emotional boundaries is really the three C's. So we're going to start with that. And the three C's of boundaries are clarity, communication, and consistency. And so clarity, of course, it's exactly what it says. You're being clear with yourself about what you need and what you will or won't tolerate. You can recognize your emotional triggers and limits so you can set boundaries that align with your values and priorities. That's huge, okay? Again, you have to know those emotional triggers first in order to set those boundaries. And if you're like, well, how do I set the boundary? Okay, well, first you're getting clear about what it is that is causing you to trigger, okay? And now that you know that, you can set your boundaries. So think about things of like what drains my energy, or what situations make me feel uncomfortable or disrespected, or like I'm not valued. Write those things down. And we're going to create kind of an inventory, so to speak. I call it your life map, or your blueprint. Write down areas of your life where you feel stretched too thin or taken advantage of. Is it, you're giving too much time, to an activity or a person? Is it relationships? Are they draining you? Whether it's friendships, close ones, whatever, how is it making you feel? Is it emotional support? Are you too available? And it's leaving you drained, and you don't have anything left to pour out. Those are the things that you want to take inventory of so that you can start determining, okay, these are the boundaries I need to set in place, and ask God for wisdom to discern what's necessary in order to protect your peace. Because if you feel constantly overwhelmed by like last-minute demands, clarity might mean realizing that you need more structured time for yourself or saying no to last-minute commitments, if you've already filled out like your calendar for the week. And you feel pretty good about, the things that you need to do. Like there's a good balance for, you and self-care and reflection and the things that you need to get done. But then somebody else is like, hey, add these other three things. And all of a sudden you feel overwhelmed by adding anything else to it. That's a good indicator that you need to say no, because you got to be able to maintain your peace. Okay. And so in terms of communication, you want to be able to express your boundaries clearly and respectfully to other people. Not in a passive aggressive way or assuming that people should just know, you have to tell them because Remember, when we talk about expectations, there's unmet, but there's also unspoken. People are not going to know if you don't tell them. So you've got to tell them, but you've also got to make sure that when you tell them, it's not, again, in that passive aggressive way, but that you're clear and respectful. And that's okay. And they don't have to like it, but you've got to be able to communicate it, okay? And so, put yourself in, I say, kind of like when you're talking to people, and we always talk about I statements to make sure that it's like not offensive to the other person. So saying things like, I need time to recharge in the evenings, so I'll be unavailable after 8 p.m. I know for me, at 10 o'clock is the time I need to go to bed because I know that, by 5:30, 6 o'clock, I'm getting up, and so that's going to give me that 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep that I need to be at my best. So I like for the house to be quiet. My phone goes on do not disturb from 10 to 7, 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And, around 9:30, I have an alarm that says, hey, it's time to get ready for bed. Even if, I don't have my phone next to me or not, it's like I'm programmed, like, okay, 9:30. All right, now I need to start transition if I haven't already, so that at 10 o'clock I can lay down. Well, for me, that's a firm boundary because I know when I get outside of that, it throws off everything else that I'm trying to do. So for me, it's this my sleep, and I'm a light sleeper. So, I need it to be quiet and, the room to be dark. I have a couple of night lights, but it's like if the light is on, the TV's going, music is playing, it's very difficult for me to be able to go to sleep. And so setting those boundaries around that. So knowing what's good for you so that you can set those boundaries so that the other people in your life can respect it as well. And same, vice versa, you respecting their boundaries as well. And so it's not for you to be confrontational or anything like that. It's literally just for you to express your needs firmly but kindly. And if you're nervous, you can rehearse it, rehearse it to yourself in the mirror, or while you're in the bathroom. Just practice saying it so that you can get comfortable with it. That way it's easier for you to communicate it, like even if somebody constantly calls you, after a set time at night, or if a coworker calls you after business hours and you're like, wait a minute, it's after business hours, calmly and kindly just tell them, I value our conversations, but I need to focus, on my family during this time, or focus on my self-care, let's schedule a time to catch up during the workday, or something like that, or vice versa. If it's somebody who calls you during the workday, schedule a time to talk to them after work. That way they can respect that boundary, okay? But once you've communicated it, then comes in the third C. You have to be consistent, okay? That means following through with your boundaries and reinforcing them when needed. And understanding that boundaries lose their power if they're not upheld consistently. So if you are keeping that consistency, for 3 days, and then for the next 3 days you waver, and then you try to pick it back up, and you're upset when people are like not respecting it, well, it's because you keep going back and forth. You either aren't providing any consequences, or you're not reiterating what those boundaries are, and so they're like, oh, whatever, her boundaries don't mean anything. So you've got to make sure that you stay firm, and if someone pushes back, calmly reiterate it. Now, avoid like guilt tripping yourself. Boundaries are for your emotional well-being. They are not selfish. And if you're like, well, no, that seems selfish, I'm a Christian, I want you to go back to the beginning of the word when God talks about creating heaven and earth. And he said the sun in the sky and the moon in the sky, and he said, okay, this is the waters are going to fill the earth, this is where they're going to stop, this is going to be the sky, okay, here are the birds of the air, here are the fish of the sea. He didn't put the fish in the air, he didn't put the birds in the sea. That is called a boundary. Those are physical boundaries that God created, and he told us about it in the first 6 days that he made the earth. Even God used boundaries. Here's another one. He made the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day, what did he do? He rested. Do you know what that is? That's a boundary. It's the same thing he put in place for us, that we're supposed to have those 6 days of work, but on the seventh day, we rest and give honor to him. That is also a boundary. So it's in the Bible from the very beginning. So trust and believe that God expects you to have boundaries. I mean, that's the same thing when he gives the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not sin, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery. All of those are boundaries that he put in place to protect us, so that we could be in constant communication with him, and so that sin wouldn't separate us from him, which obviously it did, which is why he had to send his son Jesus. But again, all boundaries, okay? So it is okay. And I want you to celebrate your small wins. Every time you honor your boundaries, acknowledge your progress and growth. Whether you decide to, I don't know, clap your hands or dance or write it down in a journal, every day. I really try to make sure that I'm writing down a win. I try to do three, but even if it's just one, like every day you could think of something, a way that you won. So maybe it's like you reminded somebody, I'm not available right now, let's reconnect tomorrow. And then stick to it, even if it feels uncomfortable, that's a win. Write that down. And the more that you write it down, the easier it'll become, for you to set those boundaries, communicate them, being clear about what your boundaries should be, communicating them, and then being consistent, and it's kind of like a muscle. It gets stronger and stronger the more that you practice it and doing it. But by being clear about your needs and communicating effectively and then staying consistent, you're not only protecting your emotional health, but you're also teaching others how to respect you. Okay, you got to respect yourself so that others can respect you too. And so if you think about forgiveness, and like how does that play a role in your emotional renewal? I want you to start with thinking about how resentment and holding on to it keeps emotional wounds open. I will tell you, even from personal experience of hanging on to hurt and resentment, that even though you feel like it's dormant and it's way in the back of your mind or deep in your heart, at some point, the more that you suppress it and suppress it and suppress it and just pack in and pack in, eventually it's going to bubble to the top and you won't have any control over it. And then it's like you either explode or it opens up a floodgate of all these different things that you're like, I didn't realize that still bothered me, or I didn't know that that was even there. And it's like, yeah, you held on to it and it turned into resentment, which seeps out in the things that you do, the things that you say, the way you interact with others. And there was one person in my life that was like, every time that person said something, it was like, rawr, because it was like I was constantly upset because of all the things from before that had not been resolved, where I felt like that person felt like I should just let it go or be like, oh, well, who cares, move on. But it was like, no, those are some things that really affected me. I need to walk through these and talk through these. But the other person might not always be ready for that, or they can't handle that. So you might have to do that yourself, with just you and God in your journal, you and your counselor, a trusted friend. And so you want to be able to forgive, one, because God forgave you, okay? And you've been forgiven of a whole lot of things. You've got to forgive other people, okay? But forgiveness really releases the weight of anger, okay? It's not to excuse the person's behavior. It's not to automatically be like, okay, let's reconcile and everything's good, let's move forward, forget, forgive and forgot. That is not what it means by any means, okay? It just helps you to release the weight of the anger so that it doesn't affect you, okay? So if that means you need to write a letter to that person, or you need to work with a coach, or like I said, go to counseling, whatever you need to do, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. A lot of times the other person might not even realize they hurt you, or if they do, they're not being affected the way that you are. You're holding up your whole life and staying stuck in that past moment or that past hurt, and it's preventing you from moving forward. And then the things that are happening today in your present life, you can't even enjoy it or fully celebrate and see what God is doing right now in the present because you're so focused on that unforgiveness or the anger, the hurt, the resentment, and it's keeping you stuck. And you need to be able to move forward so that you can make your dash count and really make the most of your time, who you're spending it with, and what you're doing. And so you've got to be able to work through those things and really have that forgiveness. Because the other thing that's very eye-opening is there's somebody out there that has unforgiveness because of something you said or you did. And so the very thing that you're feeling right now because of whoever did what to you, somebody else is feeling that same way because of what you did to them. That is a very humbling thing to think about. And so to really sit down and write out why you're feeling that unforgiveness and where you need to address it. And, either if you call it out of what it is, who it is, or even a mistake you yourself made, if you're mad at yourself, those are all the things that you need to write down so that you're able to let it go. Jesus covered all of it on the cross. And he's not sitting around pointing a finger at you like, you did this, you did this, or, I had to die for you because of da, da, da. Nope, he freely gave up his life just so that you could be forgiven and have a renewed relationship with God. So every single day, you've got to have that same kind of grace. I know we're not perfect, but Jesus lives inside of us. And so each day, you've got to wake up and try hard to show forgiveness to other people because of all the things that you've already been forgiven for. And again, because you've caused, you know, other people harm, you've got to make sure that you're extending that same grace and don't let unforgiveness take root in you, because it does lead to bitterness and resentment and can really leave you stuck and really hold up a lot of the blessings that you're looking for and things you want in your life because you've not dealt with that unresolved unforgiveness, okay? So remember, that's a gift you give yourself. It doesn't have anything to do with the other person. If you never talk again, if you don't reconcile, if they never say I'm sorry, if they never come back and you get to talk through it, you've still got to be able to forgive so that it can set you free, so that you're able to move forward and embrace everything that God has for you, okay? So if you are trying to balance your emotional healing with family and work responsibilities and you're like, how am I going to manage all of this? I know it's challenging, okay? As women, we wear a lot of hats, okay? And we serve in a lot of roles, but you have to prioritize self-care as a wife, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, even as a business worker, or even as an employee. It's essential that you balance those things and figure out what works best for you. So create small, consistent moments for healing, okay? Morning prayer, mindfulness breaks, connecting with a mentor, journaling, excuse me, you know, schedule 5-10 minutes. If that's all you got in the morning, you know, before everybody else wake up a few minutes earlier so that you're able to go and really take care of you before the day even starts. Connecting with God, our creator, so that he can pour into you and download and get you ready for the day, so you can have the right mindset to go into the day, not waking up already defeated. And even if you wake up feeling defeated, still taking that time to spend time with God, tell him how you're feeling and give it to him so that he can refresh you and you can say, okay, all right, let's go. And you can step into your day in a better frame of mind, okay? And reframe what you think self-care is, okay? Because we really want you to pour from a full cup, because you can't pour from an empty vessel, okay? It's like trying to drive a car on an empty tank of gas. You know, there's only so far you're going to get before it shuts down. It's the same thing with you. There's only so far you can go before you shut down, you know, if you're not keeping your cup full. And when your cup is full, like, it benefits everybody around you, okay? It benefits your family, your friends, your community, your church family, work, your business. Everything that you're doing benefits when you're pouring from a full cup. So you've got to think of ways to keep your cup full. And so, you know, figure out what that is for you. Do you like a massage? Do you like to read a book? Do you like to go for a walk or go hiking, ride a bike? You know, do you like to sew or knit, you know, or do a craft or some DIY project? Like, what are the things for you that really fill your cup, that you're like, oh my goodness, I love doing this, that it recharges you? You know, maybe it's playing some music or dancing around the room or singing at the top of your lungs. Whatever that is for you, take time, make time to get that in your schedule, okay? Before you put anything else on your calendar, put in that time for self-care, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, 2 hours here, half a day there. Whatever you need to prioritize you, so that way you can show up each day refreshed and as your best self, okay? Healing is really going to align you with your God-given purpose, and taking care of yourself is also scriptural, okay? Our bodies are a living sacrifice, okay? And we want to do what's holy, pleasing, and acceptable unto God, and that includes taking care of our bodies physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We've got to make sure we're taking that time to take care of our bodies, mind, body, soul, okay? And so I want you to make sure that that's what you're doing. Ask God. If you're like, I have no idea what to do, ask God. Help him remind you of those things that really fuel you and give you joy. Maybe it's feeding the homeless or volunteering, helping in the community. Whatever it is that you need to keep you going and get you recharged and refreshed so that, you know, you can hit the ground running to do the other stuff that he's called you to do, okay? You are worth it. And you matter, okay? So I just want to tell you those key takeaways that I want you to remember as you walk away today, okay? Emotional healing is essential for your personal growth. Recognize emotional wounds, and setting boundaries are your first steps, okay? You have to do that first. Forgiveness and balancing responsibilities are integral to long-term healing, okay? It is a lifelong journey, you guys. This is not seasonal changes. We're talking about lifestyle changes, where you are continually doing this over and over again. Consistency is key, okay? So today, I really want you guys to reflect on one step that you can take towards emotional healing, just one, Don't try to do every single thing in one day because you're going to be overwhelmed and right back where you started. Just pick one step that you can take toward today, towards your emotional healing, okay? And I want you to connect with me for further guidance, okay? I can help you walk through it, whichever part, whether you're stuck on the limiting beliefs, the unresolved pain, the unforgiveness, and you're like, I don't even know where to start. Let's walk through it and talk through it, okay? You know, send me a text message. 678-324-1501. You know, text me. Let's talk through it. Here's a scripture I want to leave you with, okay? Psalms 34:18. God is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Think about that. He's close to you when you're brokenhearted. He understands and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He's looking to talk to you today. So take the time to pick up the phone and talk to him too, okay? Of course, I don't mean literally, but if that's what it takes, then that's what you need to do. But God is here for you guys, okay? And he doesn't want you walking around full of emotional pain. And so take the time to reach out and let him recharge you and refuel you, okay? Because you've got to heal from the inside out. Only then are you going to see lasting change. The stuff that's external, that stuff changes all the time. I mean, we already know that. Weight goes up and down, you know, how your metabolism goes up and down, how you feel about certain things changes. You know, change is inevitable. But if you do it from the inside out and you allow God to heal you, only then can you see lasting change. And I actually think I just told you my office number, but I want to make sure I tell you how you can actually text me directly. 678-310-4357. Again, it's 678-310-4357. Start the conversation. Let's chat through where you're at and get you moving forward so that you can really, really embrace this life, okay? Because this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.